Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Into this story, but we were just talking during the break. Andrew Pollock had lost his daughter Meadow last Valentine's Day. That makes it rough, even more rough. There in Parkland, when the police stood down the Coward County Sheriff's Department there and tried to cover it up, but I was telling Mr. Pollock that he will get the calls and the stories. You know, father of the Parkland shooting goes on Sandy Hook deniers' show. That's what they do, is attack the messenger, but. We're going to be taking action this week against one of the media outlets that said I lost a suit over a book saying no one died at Sandy Hook. I didn't write the book. I'm not in the book. It's a total fake story. And they use that to then do all sorts of stuff to my companies, to my sponsors, and everything. So we are filing suit on a major company Thursday, guaranteed. Robert Barnes is going to be here in studio. We're filing suit on somebody else Wednesday. I'm not litigious. But I got to stand up for myself at this point when they're writing 100% fake stuff. Let me tell you, I've experienced what Trump's experienced on a smaller scale. A lot of this stuff is 100% fake. And you think, okay, they don't lie that bad. No, yes, they do. Or they try to blackball you. So, Andrew Pollock, we appreciate you being here. Please come back again. We got about 4 minutes in the short segment. What other key points would you like to add to folks?
Well, parents talk to their kids. And they're really the first line of defense. They know if there's disruptive kids. They knew this kid was going to be the shooter, you know. It took him about 8 months in middle school the teacher taking certain notes. They said he wanted – if you can imagine, they have notes from him in middle school that said he wanted to kill. He was interested in the Civil War because there was so much killing going on. He would shoot kids, pretend with his pencil all the time. They had to tie his vest down. Security had to walk him from class to class. Okay, he couldn't walk by himself. He said he wanted to kill when he was in middle school, but they still allowed him to go to the high school.
They were just hoping this happened. I mean, I gotta say it. The way they stood down, the way 40 plus times he said he was gonna kill people, the way the FBI was called. I mean, they had to know this was gonna happen.
Well, they did, but they were following these liberal policies that they didn't, that's really what they were doing, man. Everything was policy, not political correctness. No kid, you know, this kid was labeled special needs. So he had more rights than anyone else. God forbid they talk, like I said, these background checks only work if they arrest him. He trespassed at the school after he said he was going to shoot the school up, and no one did anything.
Unbelievable.
So it's pretty sad. I got to live with it. And that's what this book is. I don't want any other parent to have to deal with what I have.
Oh, you were telling me that the book sold out most of the time. I know why. I'm going to read this.
You can't even get it. Can't even find a copy anywhere, Alex. It's crazy.
But really people should order it, and then when it's being printed right now, you were telling me, and they'll get it, because I want to buy a bunch and promote this, because you are a father. You went through this. The anti-gunners want to use these deaths to take all our guns instead of stopping it. They know they're hyping it. They know they're helping trigger it. And I think we need to go on a major offensive. Why Meadow Died at Amazon.com. Get it right now. And again, a 5-star review. Please come back on again, Andrew, as soon as they attack you in the media, because we should talk about the second leg of this that we know is coming. I want to shout out to Huck and your other son. Tell me about these great sons you got.
Oh, they're great, man. Two different ones. I'm just so proud of both of them, what they did for their advocacy in school safety. And they're by my side. They're my generals. You know, anything I need, they're there for me. My son Hunter, I'm so proud of him. He worked all summer in D.C. With Senator Scott up in D.C. Helping him and interning. My other son's the one on by to my left in that picture is Huck. He's a listener of the show. He's doing finance in Boca Raton. He's interested in the stock market and Bitcoin and trading. And really smart kids, and they didn't deserve this. You know, it's one thing for a father to have to live with losing their daughter, but you know, you also feel for your sons that they
absolutely
have.
Andrew Pollack, we're going to talk to you again soon. God bless you. We really appreciate you. We'll be right back, folks.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack to take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfraWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfraWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered, can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I got to tell you, if you just joined us, we'll post it later, the video and the audio, to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Andrew Pollack is a depressive dad, lost his daughter at Parkland, and it makes me really mad that last February, thousands of publications, every newspaper basically, and every cable show and news program, 60 Minutes, Dateline NBC, all of them said that I said no one died at Parkland. When we had not one, not two, but three students on and showed video of the news getting interviews, but people shot cell phone footage of what the news was getting interviews of students, saying the police stood down for 15 minutes. They were all standing around. They did nothing. The school resource office were begging for help, wouldn't come in. While this psycho that the police had been called on 44 times walked around shooting people. Think about that. And then they turn around and say that I said nobody died, so all those parents hate me. That father had been told that stuff, but his sons set him straight. That's sick. And they tell him, oh, you know, the media, oh, don't go on his show. So people don't hear about how the schools have been made these areas to come kill people and how they're protecting under Democrat policies these actions. They know exactly what they're doing, but thank God for DrudgeReport.com. Because they took me off YouTube and everywhere last February with that lie, but Drudge linked to the two videos of what I and Owen really said about the police stand down. You got 14 million views, the two videos together. And they had to put it back up and said, Bloomberg said it was a mistake. We talked to YouTube. Employees inside did this and there was a mutiny. Well, they just cooked up some new lies and took me off the air on the internet a few months later. But I warned everybody then. I said, they're coming for you. And what happened last week? They came out and said, we're going after the NRA's banking. We're going after their credit card processors. We're going to find out who's NRA members. We're going to come after them. We've listed the NRA as a terror group. That was 2 weeks ago. And now everybody's calling me, and I'm seeing articles everywhere. We first broke this last week. What happened to Caitlin Bennett and Millie Weaver? On their Facebooks, photos from a year and a half ago of them at a shooting range, shooting legal firearms at a legal range, and they said this is part of a criminal terrorist organization. Then if you do it again, you'll be banned. Think about that. So one of my friends that has a big Facebook yesterday put up a video without my name on it of me at the range shooting with my son yesterday morning. And Facebook shadow banned it where you could see it on his phone, but not on any other computer. So you think you're posting it, but no one's seeing it. That's AI control. And then meanwhile, Facebook, Google, Apple go after all their competition like Gab and others and try to shut down their servers, shut down their companies. They sick sleeping giants, 3 million Democrats on them with threats, death threats to companies. I mean, this stuff is just what the left does is incredible. It's an information takeover. It's far beyond censorship. It's organized criminal racketeering. And there's a big article out, then I'm going to hit all the other news, from Gateway Pundit that Drudge links to. Seems like every couple days I see it on there, and I'm probably missing most of the links, but I'm on Drudge hours a day. It's like Infowars.com and Newswars.com. But I got to say it, Drudge Report is better than Infowars, the way it's all laid out, nice and clean. Its simplicity is the complexity. And the Internet's going back to that. We're redesigning InfoWars. I'm not going to rip off Drudge, but it's going to be a lot cleaner. Just like Summit.News, Paul's new site. And there's Gateway Pundit. And I like Jim Hoff. We should have him on and talk about this. But he's saying, what happened to Matt Drudge and Ann Coulter? America needs them now more than ever. And they go on to say basically 90% of it's mainstream news. Well, that's not even true. You know, I would ask, what happened to Trump? And I'm not saying Trump isn't great on fighting the fentanyl and the open borders and the deindustrialization and the shutoff of our coal and a lot of other stuff. But Trump's done very little other than support the states doing antitrust. But by then, they'll steal the 2020 and reverse it all. I mean, we need action now. And we keep hearing from Trump, he's taking tough action. Well, let's see it. Last year, 2 years ago, man. I mean, I don't know even what Jim Hoff's really getting at here. Because, I mean, that sounds like Media Matters, you know, telling Drudge what Drudge needs to do. I mean, I think we all need to do more. We all need to build our own video platforms, our own audio platforms. We've done it. And everybody needs to support those. Instead, I'll tell you what goes on with conservative media. I'm not talking about Jim Hoff. There's going to be a big announcement tomorrow, even bigger ones on Wednesday and Thursdays. I was going to file suit a couple weeks ago. We had it all set up. But Barnes wanted to wait and see how the attorney generals file their suit so that it lines up with theirs if it's being directed by the White House, which it is. So we'll be more successful. And so we're going to file one suit on Wednesday, another suit on Thursday. Barnes gets in tonight. To defend the First Amendment at a critical time. But you pull back from all of this and you see other major sites out there and you learn about the infighting and the inside baseball and how I was talking to an individual yesterday about the censorship on a major platform and how they were going to expose some of the inside workings of that tomorrow. And then they go, oh, hey, but listen, we're going to publish this here, and they just don't want you to really link to their thing. Why don't you just do your own thing? And I'm like, okay, yeah, that's fine. But I said, how much of the conversation with these people was about me? Well, it was quite a bit. That's why we're going to lose this thing, is that I'm not doing this to be the biggest talk show host or to be the most successful. I'm doing this because they're teaching kindergartners how to masturbate, and the teachers are starting to grab their genitals. That's pedophilia. That's them planting the flag that we own your kids. And the 5G is killing people. It's in the studies that it gives you cancer. Thank God Switzerland's protesting. And the government is involved in a global governance compact. Even NBC now says a global governance director of climate control. This isn't air conditioning in your house. This isn't central heating and cooling. And it's so far gone. There's this whole breakaway civilization and it's playing God. And Trump's the president now. And he damn well knows about all this. I know all about it. My dad got invited to join it when he was in high school at UT, Plan 2, didn't join it. At least the first time around. But the point is that this is real, folks, okay? We are in a primitive frozen level. New iPhones come out, that's about it. 40-year-old technology. They've got cures for everything already, okay? Basically. And there's a breakaway civilization. The future isn't evenly distributed. And they're so disconnected from us now, the ruling scientific class, that they're now telling us, oh, by the way, we're about to get rid of all of you for the Earth. And they're moving forward with it. So I'm just guessing Matt Drudge is a little pissed about that, probably, like I am. Because Trump started the right direction. We're going to release the secret medical stuff. We're going to release the secret technology, new patents and things to cause a new renaissance. But it hasn't happened, and we're bogged down instead. And I'm angry. I'm upset. Because there's a whole other real world out there that humanity built that's been stolen from us. We'll be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Now, Savannah Hernandez is going to be with us for the next two segments, starting next segment. We're going to play a really wild report, not just around the country, but here in Austin. First, it was the world's going to end in 12 years, then Beto said 11 after, you know, to outdo AOC, and then that moved on to 7 years. And this is the talking points. And then the woman, who's one of the organizers, admits, oh, we're just scaring people. Yeah, honey, we know. And that's why you target elementary school students and scare the daylights out of them. They teach them penguins are dying. They teach them that they can't swim. It's the polar bears can't swim. They hunt on the ice floes. They're not drowning. Polar bear numbers are five times what they were in the 50s. But some middle school girls commit suicide because they're taught the earth is so bad. So that is all coming up next segment. In fact, here's a clip of what we're going to be breaking down.
Not 12 years.
How many years would you say?
If I was to give a number approximation, I would probably would say between 4 and 5 years.
4 and 5 years until what happened?
Or 7 years. But until things just start to fall apart.
Now, the Democrats want society to fall apart. That's why they don't discipline kids in school. It's why they're shipping in all the fentanyl. It's why they say the homeless can camp in your yard. Because if you read the Cloward Piven plan and others, it's to collapse society. That's why Sanders is saying you deserve health care free, housing free, car free, don't have to work. They're all saying it because they want you to think that's how you get ahead, is begging for freebies, putting them in power. All you're going to get is a forced labor camp, like Venezuela right now. These people are so dumb, they won't know if they're successful in a few years why they're starving to death and how good they had it. They have no memories. Now, she's coming up next segment, but first, there's been a phenomenon that I've noticed with my crew and people in other organizations and people that are activists and just the general public, with people that are concerned and involved and are empathetic and connected to God. Instead of people getting really excited that world government's coming out in the open, the pedophilia's out in the open, brain chips are out in the open, the anti-human, post-human agenda out in the open, Epstein, you know, out in the open, fluoride brain damaging human by design out in the open. You can read the books written by the Obama science czar 45 years ago. Eco-science. I mean, people before just thought, oh, it's not true. It's scaring people. And a lot of folks are getting depressed. I thought people would get excited when it all came out, we were proven right, because then we can build opposition to this and stop it. But I guess some folks are so spectatorish, not my crew, but others, that they think, oh my God, if it's all real, I better just not care. Or what are you going to do about it? Because more and more it's like, okay, yeah, pedophiles run things. What are you going to do? Well, they're going to put a social score in and start taking everything you got if you don't let them bugger your kids. And a lot of you are going to go, well, I'll let them do that then. I mean, there is just a people revel in being domesticated. And I never thought of myself as a tough, rugged guy. It's just instinctive to me to stand up for myself. But so many people think you get ahead by groveling. That was in the past. Things are now at the collapse level by design. You're going to get run over being a chicken neck. And so everybody needs to not make it work, but make it exciting. Get in shape. Get healthy. Get focused. Get engaged. Get involved. Say no to the power structure. And really take action. There are a lot of ways to do that. But you know what? I'm going to be the leader I've been. I'm going to show you in the next few weeks and months what leadership is. I'm going to pull some legal, lawful stunts, and I'm going to show you what you should do. Remember everybody saying Bill Clinton's a rapist to his face, the chain reaction? They want us off the air because they fear the chain reaction. To quote something like, Total Recall, activate the reactor. And the reactor is your soul, your mind, you being set into motion. The thoughts, the ideas, the systems, the understanding, setting it in motion. Hit the dominoes. Set it in motion. We're going to do it. We've set the dominoes in motion so many times. And they don't want the blowback of killing me right away because they know that'll set some major stuff in motion. We're in a critical fight right now. We should all be extremely honored to be here. I'm extremely honored to be here. Now, I'm going to get to this more later, but let's just mention this now. What incredible footage came out on Friday. It was not in any mainstream news in the West that I saw. It was in Sky Television in England Saturday. Finally, it's in the London Guardian today and a few U.S. publications. But Infowars.com on Saturday, shocking footage leaked from inside Chinese re-education torture camps, a million-man camp, and they're taking 600 people out to be executed. That's what it is. You might want to get that article and get it out to folks because empathy shows you need to be upset by that. But that finally, The Guardian today, China footage reveals hundreds of blindfolded and shackled prisoners being led to their deaths, I should add. World's leading greenhouse gas emitter, China, refuses to make any carbon tax cuts and won't allow protest. And that's only to shut us down. Meanwhile, this footage, dramatic footage, captures major Russian-China war games involving 120,000 troops. Basically practicing a war with India is what it really is. Even though Russia's working with India some, this is where the major flashpoints are between India, Pakistan, China, and the proxy war. Let's roll that video with audio. Radio listeners need to go to Infowars.com. DrudgeReport.com is linked to it on the right-hand side. Dramatic footage captures major Russia-China war games. You'll want to see this. It looks like something out of Armageddon. Here it is. Look at those helicopters. Look at those jets. Look at all that. And that is what you'd imagine Armageddon would look like, ladies and gentlemen. There's all of this footage again at DrudgeReport.com on the right-hand side. The senselessness of humanity fighting with itself, but that's the nature of it because there are always groups that want power, and there is a race towards quantum computing that's already here, a race towards AI, turning over our whole systems to a post human system where humans are taken out of the control of civilization and where the globalists that program it are the only ones that have power. Why are we going to let this be built? Why are we going along with this? We shouldn't. We're going to come back and get into their plan to cut off the West carbon and how we stop it and how they're getting even more hysterical and ridiculous. We have a lot of shocking footage, some of the cars being blocked and people doing half-naked dances in front of families. We're going to show it all on how the left again, it's just flaunting its degeneracy. Please don't forget that I like to do things a little bit different. We are bringing Black Friday 2 months early, and it's going to be a week-long store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off all preparedness, water filters, air filters, storable food. You're not going to find better deals on this. And then all the supplements, ladies and gentlemen, Brain Force Plus, Survival Shield X2, Turbo Force, Knockout, Supermel Vitality. And it goes on and on and on and on. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Icarin for your kidneys and liver, Chill Force, Super Silver Skin Cream. These deals are insane. Some of these are at cost, like the skin cream. It's amazing with all the hyaluronic acid, the vitamins, the minerals, and then the specially patented nano silver. Infowarsstore.com, Infowarsstore.com, and your purchase makes the broadcast possible. Infowarsstore.com. Get your purchases in today. These are products that help you and your family and help fight for freedom. Banned.video is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed; it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever: you can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas. Transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Most of our crew here is actually out in the field or on air. And so we've got a real blind spot here. And this is not a negative thing I'm talking about on air. It's something listeners need to understand and know. Because you're just as important a part of the team as anybody here. This is not a spectator sport fighting globalism. I was talking to Savannah Hernandez, sitting right next to me here in studio, your radio listener, and she was like, have you seen Will Johnson's report when he went up to Chicago for the climate anti-human carbon tax, shut down American industry but not Chinese industry extravaganza? And I said, no. I mean, he went hours live. I saw some of it. She said, he's got all of them saying, cut the human population, abort the babies. She's like, I'll find out the report. It's on InfoWars. There's like three of them from him. And then she's like, oh, yeah, the report you're about to play is powerful, but I've got this report. And she starts telling me all this crazy stuff she's got. And the good news is people figured this out now. So Breitbart and Daily Caller and others, and by the way, you're all welcome. In fact, you're even welcome to cover up the InfoWars logo and put your own thing on it. I don't care. You see, I want to just beat these people. They are getting Millie Weaver and Caitlin Bennett and Savannah Hernandez clips, and they are editing down like hour-long streams they do, and these things are getting 2 million, 5 million, 10 million views, and it's awesome. That's all I care about. And so I'm literally telling Daily Caller, I'm telling the Gateway Pundit, I'm telling you all, just as long as you get their names right, and our bug, InfoWars.com's on there, if you're afraid of getting censored because the bug's on there, cover it up. We don't care. They're saying they want to kill all the babies. They're killing babies after they're born. Now, Daily Caller's pretty good about wanting to spread their info, like with their Daily Caller News Foundation, and so is Breitbart's getting better about it. Some of the other folks, not so much. I mean, we try to promote people. We'll put like four paragraphs. They threaten to sue us. Fine. We're going to lose the whole country and the whole world like this. So I can't watch everything they're producing. There's so much of it. But and we're trying to get more crew that can watch it and boil it down. I was in a meeting this morning with David Knight saying, your show's awesome, 3 hours every morning, but we can't put, you know, all the clips up on InfoWars. We've got to get the very best parts and promote those. But I'm asking listeners, go into David Knight's show, find the best parts, put it together yourself, make a YouTube channel, or go into my show and do it, or go into the report Savannah's putting out, because they're just out there, and then a lot of times they do cut the reports down. We're going to play one in a moment. But it's just sensational stuff. You think the stuff the left used to say was crazy. We got reporters in Europe, in England, in California, in Ohio, in Texas. I mean, I'm putting a lot of money out here, and I'm not bitching. We're kicking ass with our crew and your support. It's just that there's major frustration around here because they're blocking us everywhere. It's also sensational. What we've got to do is just put the clips concisely together and then get them out to everybody. And Drudge has really helped get a lot of the stuff out. But while I'm ranting here, Savannah will play these clips coming up next segment that you've got, that others have gotten as well. I mean, some of the stuff I saw on Breitbart this morning with the left blocking traffic and screaming and yelling at people's cars and pulling their pants down on people. We're not going to show all that, but we're going to show some of the stuff that's somewhat family-friendly. I mean, I don't know what – it's like they've gone completely insane. It's getting crazier, and they don't want us to – on one side, Silicon Valley tries to cover it up, but on the other side, they're also flaunting it. It's like schizophrenic.
Definitely, Alex. And Owen was the one that told me to go to this climate protest at the capital of Austin. And of course, we know that this is in response to the UN climate summit, which is actually happening today, which is why they're blocking traffic in D.C., in New York, all over the country right now. And I went, and again, we talk about this all the time, how they're attacking our children, how they're trying to scare our kids into being the ones that are promoting climate change, that are pushing climate change. So going there really put that into perspective and opened my eyes to the fact that that was really happening. My first report was titled Students Admit Climate Change Indoctrination at Schools. I wanted to find out who's teaching kids about climate change, where is this all starting at? And so I went and I asked them, you know, when did you first learn about this? And of course, they all said, oh, well, the first time I learned about this was at school, was in the sixth grade. My science teacher made me watch documentaries about how the ice caps are melting. And so we see that this, of course, starts at school. They're using the kids to push this narrative. And then I even interviewed several other people. They said that this is a fear-based movement. We want to scare people.
Well, that's the big takeaway, is you get them to say the world's going to end in 7 years, but really we're just trying to scare people. Well, we know that, but they're going in and brainwashing, traumatizing kids, and then marching them out of school saying, be our puppets. I mean, this is the state-run system literally kidnapping the kids.
Right, and I think over the weekend, Scott Pressler, actually, he went and picked up 50 tons of trash in Skid Row in Los Angeles. Meanwhile, Democrats are many of our 2020 presidential Democrats were at a steak fry in Iowa. You know, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Andrew Yang, all of those candidates who are telling us, don't eat steak, cows are contributing to climate change, the climate crisis. They were at a steak fry this past week.
They're all flying around on private jets because it's not about stopping eating steak. It's about taking control of steak and everything else to put a tax on it they control.
Right. We're not allowed to fly in planes. We're not allowed to eat certain things. We can't have our guns. And again, even going into that, last week we saw that Sandy Hook commercial that they put out, again, targeting our children, trying to scare kids.
Terrorizing them.
Exactly. So that's what all of these movements are about. We have all of these scientists and...
And from Hitler to Mao, authoritarians always target kids. They get them while they're young, while they're not protected, to brainwash them.
Right. And I was even talking to Owen, and I was telling him that when I was younger, I was terrified of climate change, of the fact that we were all going to drown to death, because I think you all remember in 2012, the world was supposed to end. They even came out with movies about it. So I was terrified that we were all going to drown to death. And now that's being shown with our kids here today. They're all marching out of school. They are so afraid that we're going to burn to death, we're going to drown to death. And I think that was exemplified this past weekend. Greta Thunberg has come forward, and she's the advocate for all of this. And a lot of the other kids that were there were saying she was their inspiration.
And we're showing some of the footage of them dropping, blocking traffic. I mean, it's like a mental institution had its doors blown off and they escaped.
Do you like how they're littering in that video, Alex? They're climate activists and they're throwing confetti on the street. So how is that supposed to help the earth?
Well, it's all how they have the moral high ground, and then they're going to dictate to us how to live. These are just a cult of control freaks, but really they're just the mindless cannon fodder, mainly government workers and welfare folks, that just spill out on the street demanding free stuff.
Right, and of course, everyone, too, uses the argument, well, we need to trust scientists. Scientists are the one telling us that this is happening. This is facts because science told us. Well, these are the same scientists that have been proven wrong over the past 50 years. They've come out and said, ice caps are melting, polar bears are dying, penguins are dying, we're all going to burn to death. And we even have this article here by Breitbart. Climate experts are 0-41 with their doomsday prediction.
In fact, I've got that article, too. Let's do this. Let's go over some of those and play a report when we come back. But why don't you just start now getting into some of the things they said that never came true. Read some of the Breitbart points they make. I mean, Al Gore said that by 2017, the ice caps would be completely melted. They're bigger than ever.
Right. So back in 1975, there was a dire famine forecast. Everyone was supposed to disappear in a cloud of blue steam by 1989. Ice age by 2000. America subject to water rationing by 1974 and food rationing by 1980. Another ice age by 2020 or 2030. So I guess we only have 1 year left, really, Alex, not 10 to 12. New ice age by 2070. Space satellites show.
Oh, yeah, 22. I said it wrong. Climate genius Al Gore says ice-free Arctic by 2013. Sorry. He said in 10 years in 2003. That's right.
Right. Ozone depletion, planet cooling, acid rain, no one in sight, 30-year cooling trend. But now apparently it's getting hotter, regional droughts, temperature in D.C. will hit record high, rising sea levels. Everything's supposed to be underwater apparently by 2019. That is New York City.
What about 1966? Oil gone in 10 years. Remember all the peak oil crap? Meanwhile, we're the biggest exporter in the world. They're finding tons of it every day. The old oil wells are filling back up with oil. No one knows where it's coming from.
Right. So we have all of these studies that are supposed to say that basically we shouldn't be here. We should all be dead. We should all be underwater. Well, how come none of that has happened yet? And every single time you ask these clients,
let's talk about why they're doing it.
They don't know.
So they can be the saviors and take full control of society and regulate and tax everything under the sun, but they're all exempt from it. And we're going to play your powerful report where they admit they're fear-mongering and scaring children on purpose to brainwash them. Stay with us. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930.
800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at gcnlife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. gcnlife.com or 844-443-6637.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, I'm here live. Don't forget, day and nights, weekday mornings, 8 a.m. Central. The Lord of the Mel and Schroyer, 3 to 6. We got a show coming soon from 6 to 7, but right now it's a retransmission of an hour of my broadcast. Then, 7 to 9, Will Johnson, Tom Papert, Firepower. Powerful, fast-moving transmission and more broadcasts, more shows coming. They'll be simulcast on radio and TV, not as internet. Glad I did that, because when they blackballed me, shadow banned us, and shut us down so many places, we still had AM and FM stations, global shortwave, satellite, and TV. We've gained a lot of stations. I want to thank all those affiliates. Please be sure and support those local stations and spread the word about them. Become sponsors. Support their sponsors or tithe to the First Amendment and Truth and Justice. Most of your churches aren't speaking out against abortion or afterbirth abortion because they might get in trouble. But the local station is, well, that's a lot more for God and children than these fake churches are. So why don't you tithe to local stations? Whatever you do, spread the word and take action today. We salute you because when you take action, the world changes. When you don't, well, the world's going to get a lot worse, so we know that. So please, without your action, we're going to slide into oblivion. If you fight back and take action, we've got a real fighting chance. And remember, I've decided to give you Black Friday level deals. And these are really good Black Friday deals. A lot of Black Friday deals aren't good. They'll kind of raise prices and then cut them, so it's not really cutting prices. These are real 50% off store-wide on all the supplements, water filtration, air filtration, storable foods. That brings them right down close to cost. And free shipping and double Patriot points as well on your next order. So all the best-selling items are there right now. And everybody needs Wake Up America coffee. It's excellent. Everybody needs fluoride-free, colloidal, silver iodine, fortified toothpaste, super blue. Everybody needs Turbo Force, Brain Force. Everybody loves Super Male Vitality. There's literally hundreds and hundreds of great items. Emergency shortwave radios. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, sign up for auto ship on things you want to reorder. See an additional 10% off as well. But then know each month you're supporting the transmission. Cancel for free with one click anytime. Whatever you do, take action, because we're expending all the funds coming in going into 2020 and even going into reserves right now. And I just trust in God and I trust in you. But you are literally the wind in our sails. And you've seen how effective we are and how we're under attack. So without you taking action, without you financially supporting us and spreading the word like you continue to do, we will be shut down. This is a long-term battle of wills, and I'm counting on you, and I believe in you. So thank you for your support. Take advantage of Black Friday. Come early. We're running for at least a week. All supplies last. This is the biggest sale we've done since Christmas. Get into some more of those points before we get to your report of the excellent Breitbart article, 41 times they totally lied.
Only halfway through here, we have, let's see, back in the 2000s, children won't know what snow is. 2002, famine in 10 years if we don't give up eating fish, meat, and dairy. Britain will be Siberia by 2024. Arctic will be ice-free by 2018. So we're a year ahead of that. Climate genius Al Gore predicts ice-free Arctic by 2013. UK Prime Minister says 50 days to save the planet from catastrophe. Al Gore moves 2013 prediction of ice-free Arctic to 2014, and then it's moved to 2015, only 500 days before climate chaos. That was back in 2014. 1968, overpopulation will spread worldwide. 1970, world will use up all its natural resources. 1966, oil gone in 10 years. 1972, oil depleted in 20 years. 1977, Department of Energy says oil will peak in the 90s. That's what you mentioned earlier, Alex. 1980, peak oil in 2000s. 96, peak oil 2020. 2002, peak
oil. And by the way, I got offered money by so-called sponsors if I would just push peak oil and all this. And the Saudis are the funders of that because they don't want us doing exploration here, just like China is one of the big funders of carbon taxes, because they're not going to participate. Well, if their energy is three times cheaper than ours, what's going to happen? Duh. Everybody's going to move there. Their industry, it's sick.
Right, Alex. And, okay, so we have, what, I think six more left. We're supposed to have super hurricanes. That was in 2006. 2005, Manhattan underwater by 2015. In the 70s, urban citizens will require gas masks. Nitrogen buildup will make all land unusable. Decaying pollution will kill all the fish. In 1970, killer bees. So that's the 41 list that they made on Breitbart of everything that was supposed to happen, and none of it came true over the years.
And now we're hearing the same stuff from Beto and the same stuff from AOC and others, that the world's going to end in 12 years, 11 years, 7 years. They're all trying to top each other, but you got a report, you documented that they're doing this on purpose, terrorizing the children. Tell us, the audience, what you said it was like when you were a little girl.
Well, and I was telling you this over the break, that I was so scared when I was younger. I would cry myself to sleep at night because I was terrified that the Arctic or whatever was going to end up melting. We were all going to flood. No one was going to be able to live anywhere because the whole entire earth would be flooded. And that's what I heard when I was a young kid. And now we're seeing videos of other children being used for this climate crisis. You've seen the video clips of them crying about how we're all going to die. We're all going to burn to death. We're all going to drown to death. So this is something that's been happening for years. And again,
and they'll show a penguin on an ice floe. That's where they hunt. They'll show a polar bear on an ice floe. That's where they hunt.
Well, actually,
these things get smaller in the summer, bigger in the winter. They're literally terrorizing people. And I know parents who say their daughters go to public school and come back crying because we're killing all the bunny rabbits.
Exactly. And National Geographic actually had to come out and admit. They took a picture of this starving polar bear. They said it was because of climate change. And then they had to come out and admit, actually, the polar bear wasn't dying because of climate change. That was actually fake. So they've had to come out and admit this so many times before. And again, the climate activists try to say, well, scientists said, and if you dispute science, you're crazy, obviously.
But the science shows there's five times the polar bears there were 60, 70 years ago. Let's start getting your report right now. This is critical. It's up on Infowars.com right now with this headline that we'll show you as we go to break, that the climate hysterics say the Earth now only has 7 years left, but admit it's all about scaring the children. There it is. Climate scientists say we only have 7 years to live, then admit it's using scare tactics. I was going from memory. It used to go mega viral. It's on Infowars.com from the great Savannah Hernandez and crew. Let's start playing some of it. We'll play the rest after break. Here it is.
I think that the part of it that is generational is that millennials and people and, you know, Gen Z and all these folks that come after us are looking up and we're like, the world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change.
And so if we are going to confront any of these challenges, whether it's challenges to the economy or a system of health care or public education or confronting climate change before it is too late within the 10 years that we have left to us to act, then the single greatest mechanism that humankind has ever devised to call forth the power of the people, a democracy, must be fixed.
So politicians have said that we have a matter of years left to be on the planet. What do you think about that? Do you think that projection is accurate? Do you think we have less than 10 to 12 years?
I think that projection is accurate. The one that I've heard the most often is that we have 80 years until, if we don't do anything to stop it, in 80 years there could be a mass extinction event, and we only really reasonably have 10 to 12 years to stop it.
I would say that that's probably accurate.
Oh yeah, much less.
How much less?
Not 12 years.
How many years would you say?
Less. If I was to give a number approximation, I would probably would say between 4 and 5 years.
4 and 5 years until what happens?
Or 7 years. But until things just start to fall apart. Drought. And we cut down forests and crops.
I think we have less time than that, but you got to understand, politicians will have a seat at the table of survival because of the deals that they make right now.
How many years left do you think we have?
Well, it depends on where you're at. If you're in Detroit, where it does not get very warm, you know, the seasons are, I would say you have 100 to 200 years left. If you live in Canada, like, you might have, you might have 300 years left.
This is the walking
dead. But if you live in Florida,
these people are hopeless,
Austin,
moron followers.
Or California or Mexico in general, any, then you are going to.
Like any place near the water?
Any place near the equator. Yeah, on both sides of the equator, you are going to suffer.
I think it's a possibility. I think some organizations are starting to help us make changes, but it's a lot slower than we would like it to be. So. I think it's a possibility, too. I know that already there are people who are dying from results of climate change around the world, and I think that if the patterns continue, that it's totally plausible that 10 or 12 years, that could just be something that's like a mass killer of people.
I really don't know. I don't think I know enough on like the matter. I don't know what like studies have been done or anything. I don't know.
We're going to go to the break and come back more with these idiots, and they admit they're trying to scare people when we come back. Look at these headlines. World's leading greenhouse gas emitter China taps out of global climate change, bans all protests, and has cut zero carbon. That's only for you stupid Americans. Meanwhile, in England, members of the government saying eating meat should be banned like smoking, says top barrister. He calls for a new crime of ecocide. Ha-ha.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. $1 billion businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.